This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That's down 440,000 bales from their previous estimate. And if you look at a breakdown between Upland and ELS, they have an Upland crop of 12.6 million bales and an ELS production of approximately 367,000 bales.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That gives us an abandonment rate of about 15%, and the current yield estimate is now 807 pounds per acre. USDA did lower the yield estimate from the previous month, and the current estimate is about 32 pounds below the five-year average.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In large part due to some concerns about the weather in the Mid-South, concerns that the excessive rainfall that we've had through September caused some losses in the crop, and then also some concerns in the Southwest that the weather hasn't really cooperated in recent weeks in terms of the warm weather that was needed to finish out the crop. And so we've had some concerns there. Those declines more than offset some slight increases that we saw in the Southeast region of the United States.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Some of the crop was planted later than normal, which means it has been behind on its development. We were hoping that we'd see some warm, dry conditions in the fall that would help that crop finish out maturity. In some regions, though, that has not been the case, and I think that in part led USDA to reduce their crop estimate.
Cut